Two Bulls in a China Shop is brought to you by these great companies that are giving us money to let you listen to their stuff.
Bullshit, Kyle. We make this show. We make this show. You and me. Two Bulls in a China Shop is brought to you by us.
Someone's got to pay the bills, Dan, because it's not our trading.
All right, roll them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You are listening to an entertainment program put together by a company called Financial Ineptitude. Anything said on this show is not an endorsement or professional advice. Would you really want to tell a court of law you were suing us because you thought taking financial advice from two idiots on a podcast put out by Financial Ineptitude was a good idea? Really? Clown hat, smiley face.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome to the China Shop. You've made it here. If you've been here before, welcome back. If it's your first time, welcome. I know I'm more excited about the first time listeners. Apologies, listeners coming back. I'm old hat. You know, got to spice it up for me. Kyle, I'm shopkeeper Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I like our steady core. I'm a steady Eddie kind of guy. I'm not a fan of change.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I do like change too.
All right. We love everybody here. Yeah. We're just playing around.
Equally. We have no favorites.
Right. Big boobs, little boobs. I love you all.
Call our listeners boobs.
Oh, I was referring to tits and breasts, Kyle.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Should we talk about actual news?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's talk about some news.
Because that's not news.
We're just skippy two bulls trading information.
What?
Two bulls trading information.
I'm inclined to agree.
Two bulls trading information.
That is accurate. Very accurate. What information?
Oh, Kyle, I think you got the big story to lead off with.
Should we lead off with that one or the SEC one? I think the SEC one segues nicely into mine.
Oh, you want me to talk first?
I think you should talk first.
Okay, well, SEC Chairman Gary Gensler, chairperson, is being accused of market manipulation. Now, this story's a little hard to parse because there are multiple news outlets reporting on it, but it also, when I read through them, looks like it's a bit of an echo chamber where one person reported a story and everybody just copied them.
Well, there's also multiple allegations too. Like there's the petition and then there's another, I'll let you tell the story because it's your story, but yeah, I was having trouble following it too.
Yeah. The change.org petition was started against him to get him to resign. He's been alleged to have been shorting GameStop and AMC through his holdings in BlackRock and Vanguard. So this may be my brain putting more into it than actually exists, but I believe the idea would then be he wasn't doing enough to stop or punish Citadel Securities and the Citadel market maker folks because he was profiting off of what they were doing.
It's funny that the change.org petition didn't really seem to mention that. I pulled up the actual petition and it was just saying that, yeah, he didn't do enough to protect retail investors from they called it crypto-based or crypto-focused stocks, which I'm not sure why they did that, because GameStop and AMC are not crypto-focused.
No, they are not. Also, what's the title of the petition on change.org?
I thought it said change. Fire Gary Gensler.
as SEC chairman for obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah.
But if he really was shorting these stocks while he was the SEC chair, that kind of is a big deal. Like, why is the SEC chairman allowed to invest or trade individual securities when we're already pissed at Congress for being able to do the same thing? Doesn't he have access to information or the ability to make things happen? Like, hey, I want to, I have a short position on this company. Why don't we open up an investigation?
Yeah.
Right. There should be severe conflicts of interest in that.
Big time. Well, apparently, according to a tweet from CryptoLaw at CryptoLawUS, just added to our document library, the Gensler files, publicly available records detailing Gary Gensler's current wealth at over $100 million and key public calendar entries while SEC chairman. So I guess there is some sort of paper trail you can go check out if you're really that interested. But if there are receipts, you're right. Like, if he's shorting things, there's a big conflict there.
Right. And trading anything.
Well, remember, it's maybe dating us, but it's like Babe Ruth. Not Babe Ruth, sorry. Oh, what was his name? God damn it.
I don't remember Babe Ruth.
Pete Rose. Pete Rose. Yes, yeah. Babe Ruth, you know, back in the day, seeing him play was really something. No, Pete Rose was famously gambling.
Right.
It was fine when he was betting on the Reds, the team he managed.
Right.
He's like, oh, I bet you my team's going to beat you. And he placed a bet and everybody looked the other way. So I feel like if Gary Gensler's like, oh, I'm going long on the spy, nobody's going to be like, okay, let's arrest him.
Right.
He wants the spy to go up. But if he's shorting things, as soon as Pete Rose bet against the Reds, everybody's like, all right, now arrest him.
Yeah.
He's got to, yeah, he can help that team lose. Just like you pointed out, Gary Gensler can help a stock go down.
Yes. Yes, he can. That actually kind of segues nicely into my story about AMC, who just had their earnings released today. The stock is not doing very well, and I'm not sure if it's because of the earnings or if it's because of the special dividend that they've decided to issue.
Special dividend?
Yeah, it's really another one of those convoluted things. Like, it sounds exactly like a stock split, like a 2-for-1 stock split.
Okay.
But you're not getting AMC shares. You're getting, what was the wording? You are getting AMC preferred equity.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's going to be traded as a separate ticker under the ticker symbol APE.
Wow.
It's going to be a 1-for-1 dividend. So every share of AMC you have, you get one APE. As the preferred equity, then this will have the potential to be converted to common stock, but only if the shareholders vote to approve Adam Aaron's ability to issue new stock.
Okay. Besides the name preferred equity, which, I mean, isn't all equity preferred? Like, oh, I don't like that profit. I like this profit. That money over there, that's ugly money. No, so it's not a split. It's just like what Berkshire Hathaway did when they were like, well, we don't want to split our stock, but we want people who don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to be able to buy shares. So we'll make a second kind of class of share that's cheaper.
Maybe that might be something similar. I think this is all just for his, he's just trying to, he really wants to issue new stock, right? He's been wanting to do that for over a year.
Yeah.
Shareholders have been, you know, voting against dilution.
Mm-hmm.
He needs some way to be able to raise capital to either pay off debt or to finance mergers and acquisitions. Like, he said he doesn't necessarily want to do it immediately, but he wants to be able to have the ability to do it. So this sounds like just a way to try to get his way and placate the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give you this kind of a 2-for-1 split, but not really, but it's only going to really mean anything if you vote to approve the issuance of new shares. But he had a really long Twitter thread that was kind of explaining his reasoning for what he was doing, and he was trying to address some of the other issues of the shareholders, like the share count. Like, everybody on Twitter, all the apes are still demanding a real share count. They seem to think that there's still naked shorting going on and tons and tons and tons of shares out there that are synthetic. He has stated that he doesn't believe that that's the case. But because this would be a 1-for-1, anyone who owns the shares, he says that it should serve the purpose of providing that share count for people, because you should be able to see how many apes are created and be able to correlate that to how many shares are outstanding.
Oh, yeah. But that's still, it still has me scratching my head a little bit, because if they've got a count to know how many ape shares to issue,
right,
then they've got a count. Like,
right, and their count has always matched what, you know, there's actually.
And the shares outstanding.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I think you're right. I think he's just trying to say whatever he can to get the get him to allow him to issue these more shares.
He wants to be able to weaponize the increase in the share price. And that's what a good CEO should do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do think that for the long-term health of the company, like giving him the ability to have ammo to do to finance things, whether that be, like you said, buying down more debt or financing another merger acquisition if something, you know, good comes along. Like, he needs to be able to have that ability.
Yeah, no, you're right. A CEO should have the whole toolkit in their hands. But we have an interesting position here with AMC being so retail focused. It's almost like the apes have tied his hands in a very real way.
Yeah, and this just seems like a clever way on his to try to address some of their concerns, but still be able to get what he wants.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned that the earnings themselves were okay. I mean, revenue and the rev.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Revenue and earnings per share are kind of closer to the pre-pandemic levels. They still haven't quite got back to that yet. The stock took a bit of a hit on this report, whether that's because of the ape token or the ape issuance or the actual earnings themselves, or it could have been some of the guidance that he gave. Looking through the comments that he made, did say that Q3 is going to be rough until some of the bigger name movies start dropping. But Q4, he did say he was extremely excited for.
Yeah.
So be interesting to see how this goes. So people on record as of, I think, the 19th should be eligible for this preferred dividend.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be trading on the 22nd, I think is what I saw.
So the dividend shares.
Right.
Is that that's an accurate we can call them that. That's a good nickname.
Yeah, sure.
So they're going to trade independently of the other shares. So I don't have to have any AMC shares right now to buy ape shares.
Yeah, and there's really no telling what they're actually going to trade at or how the value is going to split between the two of them.
Or the open interest of short.
I would expect that whenever these things actually do start trading, that the total value should add up to whatever it was the day before.
I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me if in 2 months they're saying, they're the ape ticker, they're naked shorting it too.
That's, yeah,
they're yep, just doing yep. it in exact balance to make everything line up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Right. It'll be fun. We'll talk about it then.
It should be interesting. It should be interesting. All right, what else you got? Oh.
The other one I got is apparently the Bank of England has just done their largest interest rate hike in 27 years.
That sounds like it's a massive. How big was it?
It was half a percent.
Oh. Oh.
This is their sixth consecutive increase, and it's taken the percentage, the borrowing cost percentage, all the way up to 1.75%.
Woo! Oh, wow. Yeah. Well behind us, aren't they?
Yes.
What's ours at by comparison?
The effective rate is 2.3%.
Okay.
2.33. So they're behind us a good half a percent.
Quite a bit.
But surprise, surprise, they're actually predicting a recession over there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The quarter four of this year, the Bank of England projects that the UK will enter recession and that it will last for five quarters.
Five quarters?
Mm-hmm.
Oof, that's a bit longer than average. I think the average is, what, 9 months?
I'm not sure, but I'm wondering now what the definition of depression is.
Well, depends. It used to be, what, four quarterly GDP numbers that are shrinking? Like two was supposed to be a recession, four was supposed to be a depression, I think is what Anthony told us.
Well, that would sound like they're predicting a depression over there in the UK. Right.
Yeah. Well, maybe they have a different definition over there.
Well, isn't Anthony in the UK? Wouldn't he be giving us?
He gave us ours.
Depressions are often, according to Investopedia, depressions are often identified as recessions lasting longer than 3 years or resulting in a drop in annual GDP of 10%.
Okay. So what was the other number then? Recession and then?
So that would be what, 12 quarters?
Yeah, that's
Or 10% of the GDP.
Big numbers. I hope that doesn't happen.
You and me both. Did you have any other stories?
Yeah, I had another one. It looked like mortgage rates have been, the headline is a bit misleading. This one kind of, I talked to Sue a little bit about this to get some more clarification, but it says that mortgage rates have dropped below 5% for the first time since April. But when she pulled up the rates to tell me what they were today, they were like over 6.5%.
Oh, wow.
So the number, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage may be averaging 4.99% for the week ending August 4, which was down from 5.3% the week before. But that's because the lenders are actually buying them down, not necessarily because that's what the actual rates are. She did confirm that rates had dropped for the second straight week, which the article did reference, but saying that they're below 5%, like, yeah, you're getting that, but that's because lenders are trying to get that number down to try to get people to be able to, you know, actually be able to buy homes.
Right. They're cutting into their own
right
piece of the pie to entice because demand has dwindled, I'm assuming, with the higher rates.
Yes, it has. The real question is going to be whether what this does to inventory, because like the sales of both new homes and new constructions and existing homes have fallen in recent months. Mm-hmm. That's not really seeing the increase or the easing of the actual supply, because the people who are putting their houses on the market, they've seen that they maybe have missed the peak and have decided, maybe I'll wait to sell. Yeah. So according to Realtor.com, they said that homeowners with equity may not be compelled to sell in this slower market with higher financing costs.
Right. Because people aren't fighting over and making bidding wars, driving up the price.
Right. And actually, the prices have been coming down even too. But the problem is, if you look at what, you know, the rates were back when they're averaged like around 2.77%, you'd have an interest rate or a monthly mortgage payment of $1,277 on a $390,000 home. Mm-hmm. If you put 20% down, that same home at 4.99% is almost $400 more a month.
Oof. Wow. And that's just interest.
Yes, that is just the interest over 30 years, too.
Yeah.
So let's see, 400 times
30. That's $150,000.
Yes, that is. Just shy, but yeah.
Oh, forgive my mental math rounding it up.
It's pretty close. That's pretty good. I was actually impressed.
Okay, well, I'm drinking.
You wouldn't have gotten a point on DQ. Yeah. So yeah, the article is trying to come out and spin it as like this is a positive indicator that counterbalances some of the talks of the looming recession, but
I don't know if I buy that.
I mean, we've seen some other numbers that I think we talked about earlier in the week that make it look like maybe this is more of a unique situation, but mm-hmm. Now it's starting to look like maybe all these publications are trying to paint a rosier picture than actually exists.
Yeah, to keep the panic from setting in.
Right. Like I talked about in last week's episode, I really think that they're just going to delay announcing that we're in a recession until things are improving.
or we're actually in a depression.
Right. A new president takes over. When we get a regime change, then everyone will be blaming the other group.
Right. Hey, you know, I didn't pull up one of the articles, but gas prices are going down.
Right.
Who's getting credit for that? I'm just saying, if you give blame when they go up, do you give credit when they go down?
Biden's been tweeting that about the 6 straight week prices have dropped. But I mean, it went from what, 480 to 434, I think, here.
It's down from 5 to 3.5 here in Tucson.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. In fact, I was kicking myself because I gassed up last week when it was 4.5. I saw the prices today and went, damn it, I still have half a tank, you bastards.
I was kicking myself for not filling up my tank earlier when I was in Wisconsin when it was 380 instead of 434 here.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah, prices have come down, but I mean, they're still quite elevated from where they were when he took over.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's all about...
Yeah, right, but, you know, the abusive boyfriend is hitting less now than he was hitting before. Doesn't he get credit for that?
Yeah, he does, I guess.
Only one black eye instead of two black eyes and a busted nose.
Right.
Oh, boy. Are we getting in trouble yet? Have we been shut down?
Not quite yet. They're knocking, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, Kyle, this has been fun.
Yes.
But I think we got to close up shop.
Yeah, we got to get ready to do this again tomorrow, huh?
That's right. We coming at you tomorrow with a full-length episode. Going to find out how those bet picks did.
Flary's been tracking those with great gusto.
Yeah. Thank you, Flary. All right. But thanks for sticking around, folks. We appreciate it. We'll be back at you soon, but we got to close up shop. We'll see you next time. Until then, happy trades.
Goodbye.
Two Bulls in a China Shop is an entertainment program, and all thoughts and opinions expressed in the show belong to the hosts and not of any company. They are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security or investment product. It is only intended to provide entertainment about stocks and the financial industry of trading. If you make trades based on what you hear in this show, you assume all risks for those trades.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.